Do-do-do-do-do.
Hi, I'm Ben Yi.
I'm Melissa Stein. That's our Work in Progress theme song, and we are here to talk about politics. Ben, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we've got three things. First on the docket, the Small Business Administration has said that the stimulus money for small businesses has run out.
Okay, I have lots of questions about that. Thing number two.
Second, New York State is on pause for another month.
Oh, does thing one and thing two sound too much like Chris Hayes? Maybe, but we'll rethink
I
that for
don't know who
next
that is.
episode.
I
You
don't
know who
care.
Chris Hayes is? Chris Hayes is like the voice of reason on MSNBC. He's on right before Rachel Maddow. So he's like rational before you hit crazy. I love Rachel Maddow, but I can't watch her anymore. Anyway, and the third thing we're going to be talking about is.
Third thing is vote by mail in New York, or really absentee balloting and how it works.
Right. Okay. So those are all things that I think that lots of people are concerned or have questions about. So we are here to shed a light and really try to explain through what's going on. So the first thing, the running out of money for small business loans. Quickly, where is the money coming from and how did they run out so fast? Because I know so many people who haven't been able to get through for support and now you're like there's nothing left.
Basically right. Yeah. The money comes from the stimulus bill that was passed by Congress,
Right, the CARE,
$2 trillion.
right?
A
The
trillion of
CARE thing.
the CARES,
Right.
CARES bill.
Yeah.
About $1 trillion of it was allocated for individuals. That's your $1,200 check
Right.
coming from the government.
Did you get one? I
And
didn't
then
get
the
one.
remainder, I haven't gotten it yet, but I also didn't sign up for direct deposit yet. So
Oh.
if you sign up for direct deposit, though, I know people who have received it.
Where do you sign up for direct deposit? I find like there's been no real information that I've seen. Like, how does this work? So you automatically get money. But don't you have to sign up or say something to somebody or raise your hand and say, hey, I'd like my check? Where was that one sheet?
Technically, no.
Okay. So you pay taxes, you get a check.
It has been it's
Okay.
correct. When you file your tax return, not even if you file your tax return, you pay taxes, you get a
Oh.
check to your last address, unless you sign up for direct deposit, which has been put out through the media, but you have to go, find the website and sign up for it. But even if you don't, you'll just
Right.
get a
Poor
check.
job of communicating how that system works. But thank you for those people like me who didn't know, we now know. So anyway, so $1 trillion was going to that $1,200 check for people who qualify, because not everybody does.
Yes.
So that's the first part. Okay, so then what happens? So then there was the small business part. And who gets that money? Oh.
No. Then there's the big business part, and then there's the small business part, and then there's some stuff for states and
Okay.
hospitals. So the small business was about $320
Oh gosh.
billion worth of funding, which came in the form of loans and grants. And some of the loans could be turned into grants if you used it to keep people
Okay.
employed. So lots and lots of, and it was also available, as you sort of mentioned, to sole proprietorships and freelancers and consultants. You could either pursue small business help or
Right.
unemployment
That I was trying to do
insurance.
unemployment and I haven't been able to get through yet. So now there's no more money.
That's a whole other disaster, and the unemployment system might run out of money as well in some states, but we can talk about that
Oh my
later if you
goodness.
want.
Okay.
Insofar as business situation, lots and lots of people applied for the small
Right.
business help, particularly to help keep their folks
Right.
employed. Since if you use the money to pay people
The salary, right.
to stay employed, even though your business is closed, if you, well, I was going to say salary, but a lot of folks are
Right,
hourly. But if you basically use the
To
money
pay
to pay your
wages, to
employees,
pay
even though your
wages.
business is closed,
Okay.
right. Then the money becomes free. You don't have to
So
pay
the
it
small
back.
business owner is
As it
not actually
was,
getting, if the small business owner gets the funds, but they're actually just kind of channeling the funds to their employees, do they get a salary themselves
they would make the same.
or, okay,
Yeah.
just making sure I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Basically,
needless to
yeah.
say, that, which was a very kind and caring thing, is now depleted.
It's completely depleted, and we might, it's sort of, it came out as well, and this is somewhat scandalous, that a lot of the folks who got the small
Yeah.
business loans were actually big businesses that have small storefronts. So, for example, hotel chains could apply for the loan, but each property had to apply individually. Large sandwich purveyors like Potbellies had each of their stores apply separately, which meant that a giant corporation got a lot of the money.
Oh my gosh. So the real sort of small mom and pop sole proprietor didn't have the opportunity to get funds because these other people were able to work the system. All right. Correct. Well, that's disheartening. Not surprising, but disheartening. Yes. Okay. So on that depressing note, I mean, I feel like a lot of what we're going to talk about in some ways is just going to be sad and depressing. Any thought that they're going to make more money available, or is it just screw you to the people who didn't get funding?
It is my personal belief that we're going to need a second stimulus package. This stimulus package, which was passed, was so poorly concocted and targeted that I think there's almost no way it serves the needs of the United States. For example, everybody who's still unemployed next month is not going to be able to pay rent again. And it just seems ridiculous that this would be the first thing that's ridiculous is how much they gave to corporations and how much of the small business money ended up going to big corporations, despite it being, quote, small business. But the whole package is just a miasma of just bad policy, in my opinion.
And that often seems to be the way that politics works in this country. So on that note,
what was that?
So that's the way the politics works in this country. Like, a good idea just gets bastardized by the Republicans, who throw in all kinds of shit. I mean, I assume that's what happened, right?
Largely, yes.
Okay. So let's move on. I mean, there's not much to say about that, except that I hope so. You know, I know so many people now who don't have a job, who can't pay rent, who are worried about getting food. You know, it's... And now maybe we'll jump to thing two, or the second thing, which is New York is on pause for another month, because that dovetails really nicely from that first story, is that with the economy being shut
down. Nobody's going back to work.
Right, nobody's going back to work. So it's just going to keep, you know, people are struggling, right? Struggling in many ways, but the struggle is just going to get harder when stuff isn't reopening. So...
Depends how you look at it. I mean, things will become economically more difficult, but for things to reopen, we would struggle in a whole different way with people dying.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about economics. I mean, thank God. And it seems like the curve has flattened in New York. And even though there are still a lot of people who are sick, and, you know, sending healing thoughts out to all of them, they're saying that we didn't hit the worst case scenario that they were projecting. So hopefully if people continue to stay home, I know that everybody's going to need to wear face masks as of Friday night, I believe. I got to say, though, what the hell? Why did they wait? Why did they wait so damn long to make people cover their faces in public? I've been wearing a mask for a month.
Because there's verbal science to back up that covering your face in public is an effective measure. And it was incredibly difficult to get masks. It's still difficult to get real masks. Now they're saying you can put whatever you want to.
Right, right. I mean, even though it's ridiculous. I see everybody outside with everything. You know, I'm at the point of getting ready to make my own mask. I bought some before they went out. It's not surgical masks, but other heavy duty gear masks. So at least I'm covered, but people are walking around with whatever they want. But who knows how much better it would have been if people were just wearing the goddamn masks a month ago. Like, I will say, I'll throw in a quick story.
Again, the science is not particularly strong on the evidence that it would make a difference.
Right. But even so, I've been reading a whole bunch, but people were saying that in countries where everybody was required to wear a mask, there was a sense of really awareness of something going on, that you needed to stay away from people, that you needed to sort of respect boundaries more. Because you go to West Side Highway any afternoon and there are people congregating and chatting away like they were sitting at brunch, right? But when you have masks on, you are more aware of the situation. And I think that it brings a seriousness and a reality to things that if you're not in a mask, you don't notice. Like, I will say, I am a local person with this. Dogs bark on podcasts and in person.
I guess we can edit it out.
You could try, although I'm not that adept at it yet. But my local post office closed. I went to mail something last week, and there was a sign up saying that they were closed. And I reached out to one of the postal workers there, And I said, you know, is everybody okay? And she said, you know, our bosses did not take care of us. They didn't have masks. They didn't have gloves. People there were sick, or they had relatives who were sick. And so they were all self-quarantining. I remember going in, and I had gloves and I had a mask and I had my, you know, hand sanitizer in my pocket. And I was amazed that government employees at a place where you're dealing with people all day in an enclosed environment and taking packages and speaking over a desk didn't have anything. At least, you know, something, some barrier, something to slightly, even if it's even slightly minimized, at least it's slightly minimizing, you know? So I think that deciding on Friday that everybody has to wear a mask, well, you know what? People would have figured it out. People would have figured it out. There's a whole Etsy section now on homemade masks. Everybody can cut up a t-shirt and make something, you know? Anyway, that's my rant for today. So the pause. So the economic part of the pause, I'm noticing more places are closing. You know, restaurants that had been around before are closing. Street vendors selling food are gone. There's a lot less available in the city than there had been even a couple of weeks ago. So I'm afraid that another month of this is going to just mean more people are going to go under.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of good news on that front. And particularly given that the small business loans are not going to be forthcoming for most people.
Right.
And the fact that those who did get small business loans
small businesses
have not received their money yet, and there's no real timeline for the distribution of that money. And the fact that unemployment insurance in many states is underfunded and they're unprepared for the number of folks requesting unemployment insurance. I do not know why the Dow Jones is so high. I don't know why the market is going up. Short-term profits might look okay because of some padding from a bailout and because everybody's ordering in. So Amazon is just going to continue to just rake money and hand over fist. But this economy is going to hit some kind of a wall in the near future.
Yeah. Well, that'll be something else that we can talk about. We should always have a good news section on this show. I'm going to introduce that today because
vote by mail.
Oh, okay. That could be good news. I was thinking of other good news, but I will tell you a cool good news at the end of this, but let's talk about voting by mail or absentee ballots or what the difference is and how that's going to work.
Sure. Well, a true vote by mail program is one in which the government proactively sends you a ballot in the mail. You don't have to request it. It just shows up and you get to vote. What New York has is absentee ballot. You have to inform the state that you are not going to be able to vote in person.
Right.
And then they will send you a ballot by mail, which then you can fill out and mail in. So the big difference is in an absentee ballot system, you have to proactively ask for your ballot. You have to tell them you can't.
Let me just add in here that the post office is financially struggling. So the whole vote by mail thing won't work if we don't have a post office so that we can vote by mail.
Well, there's a huge theory that this is why the Republicans, particularly Donald Trump, refuse to bail the post office out. Mind you, the post office will be bankrupt by October.
Yeah. And an election in November.
Yeah.
Why will they be bankrupt?
Also, people need...
Are people not mailing things? Like, why are they going to be bankrupt?
The answer to your question is, one, they've been massively hit by the pandemic. Their most profitable mail has dried up, which is mail marketing and first class mail. The second and perhaps bigger structural reason is that Congress hamstrung the Postal Service in 2006 by passing some Postal Service accountability law or something like that, which required the post office to prepay all of its projected pension obligations under the assumption that everybody who's currently employed will draw a full pension. This is a $5.5 billion a year expense, and it makes the post office completely uncompetitive.
Goodness.
Put all their money into future liabilities. Mind you, I want to be very clear about this. No other government agency or private sector entity does anything near this. States don't do it. No other federal government job holder has this sort of protection, or their agency doesn't have this sort of liability. And no private corporation on the planet does this. So this is pretty unique. And if it weren't for that, the post office would actually turn a profit. However, it doesn't. And now it's about to go bankrupt. So that's the answer to your question.
And this was going to be the good news?
No. The good news. No.
Oh, my goodness.
The good news. Okay. Sort of,
sorry, go ahead.
The good news sort of pales in comparison to the
reality of the situation. Right.
But the good news is that before, in New York, you had to have a reason to request an absentee ballot. Right. You could only request a ballot if you were going to be out of the state or if you were disabled or you had some reason you couldn't go to the polls.
My child did absentee ballots because she is in Chicago for college. And so she did that so she could vote back at home.
Quite right. But, exactly. Right. Everybody could lie, but it was the case that you had to do this under the penalty of perjury. Mm-hmm. So now that's been changed so that anybody can request an absentee ballot, just check off that you're incapacitated by a temporary illness, that illness being the pandemic. Right. And, you know, nobody's going to come knock on your door and put you in jail or fine you for voter fraud, saying that you can vote in person.
I do want to go over
the three ways to get.
Okay, do it quickly, though.
That's
super fast.
I just want to let people know the three ways to request absentee ballot. Yes. Uh-huh. One, you can look at the address for your county board of elections and send them a letter requesting it. Two, you can send them a letter requesting the form to request it. You can go online and download and print the form yourself if you have access to a printer. Right. You may, although this is not sure, it was said this would be the case, but it's not been done yet. You may be able to send in an email requesting a ballot. And in New York City, because New York City is slightly in better standing than the rest of the state, you can call 866-NYC-VOTE and request it by phone.
Well, you know what? That sounds the easiest, although I can't imagine how many operators they have standing by to receive your phone call. But all
probably none. A lot of people at the Board of Elections actually died from coronavirus.
Oh, goodness sakes. A lot of people in the post office died from coronavirus.
Yeah, and 50 teachers now.
I know. Thinking that we're relying on the mail system, which is failing. Yeah, that's a really scary and daunting part of this scary and daunting situation, is that if we're relying on mail for so much of this, and the postal system has really been decimated and hit hard, you know, how is this all going to work? Anyway, I'm going to share a good news thing that actually good news. I don't know if you've seen them, but if you follow me on Facebook, you must have my whole wash your hands t-shirt line.
Yes.
That shirt and four of my wash your hands buttons are going to be in a collection from the New York Historical Society.
Well, that's cool. Already writing the history of coronavirus, are they?
They actually put out a call for putting together in real time a collection of stuff about the coronavirus, whether people are, you know, posters or support or flyers or, you know, anything, because they really want to be able to chronicle the pandemic in how it's being represented in New York. And so somebody posted something.
Yeah, it would be a total shame. We failed to learn from history. Well, first pandemic ever. I want to make sure we get it right.
Well, right. But seeing people's reaction. So somebody posted something on Facebook and they said, Alyssa, send them your t-shirts. And so I filled out the form and they wrote back and they said, we'd love your shirt and these four buttons and we'd love to interview you too. So that was lovely. Ooh. That my own personal PSA that I just wore to remind myself and people I know turned into a much bigger thing, which is really cool. Anyway, the dogs are barking and we hit 20 minutes. So that was really good.
Time's up.
Until next time.
Until then.
See ya.